It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. My favorite question at this time of day, Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, lots.
Oh, yeah?
It may be February, but they're not sleeping, and groundhogs are not...
The good old groundhog, this time Phil, good old Phil.
Right, right.
Good old Phil. I don't know. I'm just happy it was cloudy. He didn't see a shadow.
Right.
Away we go.
Here we are. So, yes, things are hopping. A very nice ceremony was held in Falls Village this week for the presentation of the Democracy Club. Little Falls Village had the highest turnout of voters in the November election, not just in their small town category, but for the state, which is really an honor. And so Secretary of State Stephanie Thomas came and made the presentation, and it was loads of local people came out to hear. It's quite an achievement, you know.
Good question. Falls Village is paper ballots, right?
No. No, on the machines. Regular.
You mean they're counted? I remember, because I'm a Falls Village voter.
Yeah.
And so I...
So, I mean, you voted on a machine.
Fill out a piece of paper and put it in. I see.
Yeah,
so
right.
And when they're counted, is it only by the machine, or are they counted, are they cross-counted?
I would imagine, well, I don't know.
Okay, I'm just curious. Okay.
Yeah, some towns probably cross count, but
I just remember way back in the day when Marshall, you know, would put people in there. I always thought that they actually counted, but I don't know.
No, they count absentee ballots. That's by hand.
Yeah,
but those that go through the machine are tabulated there.
I'll kick in here since I used to be a registrar. Unless there's a reason to count the machine, no.
Right.
It's the official count.
It's the tabulation on the
On machine is what you use. It's verified. And unless there's a big reason, it's done.
Or do they do it by hand if it's a redo, if they're very close?
It all depends because
there's so many options.
They actually feed the absentee ballots into the machine afterwards as well. So they're counted a couple of ways, but you don't get into a full hand count unless there's a real, real big problem.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially in the big cities.
Oh, right, yeah.
Thousands and thousands of them.
Wouldn't want a hand count there.
Yeah. As I said, she presented them with a cup, and the used to be it moved from town to town, and they got taken away from you, the big cup, the following year for whoever got it. But when Secretary of State Thomas came in, she said, no, and she had smaller cups made, and so Falls Village has one that will stay there and forever let them be proud. So Falls Village, the figure was something like 68% of the electorate came out. Now, she, as a downer, she said there are some places and some cities where the percentage is like 27. So, you know, in our freedom and in our privilege of voting, to see that number, just everybody was pretty shocked. So there is a push, obviously, to get more people to come and vote. But it was a very nice ceremony. Also, Maria Horn, our state rep from the 64th District, kicked off her fourth campaign here in Kent last week, saying, you know, all the things that she's proud of that the General Assembly has accomplished in the last several years. She talked about budgets and lowering of taxes and how Connecticut is ahead of itself as far as health care. And she spoke with pride about being part of the General Assembly. So far, she does not have an opponent, but she's, by the way, the Democratic candidate. So far, she doesn't have an opponent, but it's early, a long time before November.
And another question around this, sorry for my ignorance, and maybe we need the former registrar for this. Do we have term limits?
No. The governor, but not not representatives or senators. No.
Thanks.
No, we have people there who are, oh, goodness, 20, 30 years are still serving. And then there were the ski jumps this weekend. It was a hot time in Salisbury, as Mike, I'm sure, can attest to. I went up on Saturday. The parking lot, you couldn't find a space to park. It was just mobbed. It was a nice day, so people were out. It was chilly, but it was sunny. And it's always just amazing to see those young people come down that hill. It just boggles my mind. But
yeah, no, Mike had a really good talk with Willie Hallahan.
Good.
And it went, and I know for a fact that a lot of people heard it and were so interested in the dynamics, that word, or the intricacies, or the process of snow making and how mm-hmm. they did it and how organized they were and how it really was they were just going, they got all excited and they wanted to go. So I'm delighted to hear that it was
Very, very well attended. And what's really neat is, well, the number of volunteers. I mean, to put that on.
I talked to a Salisburyan, my new name for them, on the Friday before the ski jumps, and you'll find them scattered all over the area, picking up flanges or something. You just never know what they're getting.
Yeah,
and everybody does it, and
everybody's got a part.
Yep.
The fire department is very involved. Ladies Auxiliary was selling food, and people are helping wherever. And it's just an amazing thing for Salisbury. And again, lots of pride in Salisbury to be hosting this. I got to chat with some spectators. I don't do the hill, but I can barely look at it without getting dizzy. But I talked to several spectators, and they're such fun, and they come from all over, and they're ringing their cowbells, and they're having a good time, and it's a nice winter break for everybody, so that's good. We had an issue of a tree in Sharon, an old tree reputed to be maybe the oldest tree in Sharon. It dates back to 1739. And it had to come down, unfortunately, on Millerton Road, and several people were upset because it's obviously a beautiful sugar maple. But I spoke to the representative from the Department of Transportation. It was on the state right of way, so they were responsible. And he said, it was diseased and rotted, and they were fearful for safety. It could have fallen, so it had to come down. But bittersweet story. I felt bad for those who live in the area. Okay, Canaan P&Z is grappling with cannabis regulations.
They're
working on Tim Abbott, the chairman, provided a very detailed draft of regulations that they'll be going over and questioning and seeing, adding, subtracting, and seeing. This is the only town so far in the region that's dealing with this. Most of them have moratoriums, so they're paving the way. It'll be interesting to follow. In Kent this past weekend, our last World War II veteran, Bob Bauer, passed away. He was very active in the fire department for years, and so there was a procession down Main Street with the fire truck to the church for the funeral. It was very touching, and a nice turnout. People lined the streets to say goodbye. Three of the towns in the region, Cornwall, Salisbury, and Sharon, got TRIP grants for sidewalks, new state grant that deals with safety for pedestrians. And so those three towns, you'll be seeing sidewalks coming in West Cornwall and Cornwall Bridge, as well as downtown Sharon, right past your radio station, and in Salisbury.
What do they call what's there?
I'm sorry, what?
What do they call the sidewalk that's there? Dangerous?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're falling apart. They're all, yep.
Okay.
I shouldn't say in front of the station. It may be from Hospital Hill Road all the way up to the shopping center.
I would, because frankly, they're pretty well, I mean, I don't know whether they're dangerous, but they're pretty well maintained, certainly
They have a gap there from the school over. It's a small gap, but it's an area that I'm not quite sure how they're going to finagle a sidewalk in there.
That is a question.
It's like Salisbury's looking to go all the way to Lakeville with their one along Route 44. And they're up to the firehouse from Lakeville now, and
they're going
to
go past Sarum.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking the one on Route 44.
Yeah, right.
And the stretch they have coming up, though, if you look at it again, has some of these really difficult spots where there's going to be some major work required. So the grant money will certainly come in handy.
Yeah, I think all these are going to have to, you know, our towns aren't set up.
And as with all of these things, we know they tend to start out with a price, and then the price seems to go up and up, and so that's where the grants come in to make up for the inflated prices.
Towns could not do this, but it shall be interesting to see. But it was nice that those three towns, 10 towns throughout the state got it, and three were here in the northwest corner.
That's
pretty cool. Okay, coming up, looking ahead, we have... we had last night. We had three meetings: Salisbury Board of Selectmen, Canaan Board of Selectmen, and Region 1 Board of Education. It's always a busy night that first Monday of the month. We have Cornwall Board of Selectmen tonight. We have a nice sweet thing coming up in Kent on Wednesday, the annual Kent Center School Scholarship Chocolate Fest. Come down and just eat to your heart's delight for a very low price. Just the cafeteria is filled with chocolate. You fill your plate and go off and have a sugar high. Two interesting talks coming up on Sunday. Margot Martindale, an award-winning Emmy award-winning actress who lives here in Kent, is going to be reading Babar at St. Andrews at 3 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman's daughter has written a book, and she's going to be speaking about the couple at 4 p.m. at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. So two good things for a nice winter afternoon. We also have Read Aloud Day, which is always fun, at the Kellogg School on Wednesday. The community members come in and read to the kids. And looking ahead, we have Trivia Night in Cornwall on the 18th at the library put on by the Cornwall Association, and that's always a hoot, trying to remember all that trivia. So, as I say, it's not quiet and dull winter anymore. We're coming out.
Hooray for everyone.
Yeah.
All right. And and as I mentioned... the groundhog, good old Phil, once again, said, let's get ready for spring.
Mm-hmm.
Spring prep.
We're ready.
All right. Thank you, as always, Ruth Epstein, Republican American. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Thank you.